SHL Podcast. Learning Snippets bei SHL, Schweizerische Hotelfachschule Luzern. Simply listen and learn.
Most welcome to another podcast. Today we shall be talking about leadership and what influences leadership in particular. The topic of fear and the relationship of fear with leadership. Fear is something which is typically human. It is maybe typically to animals in general. And it is maybe a twofold kind of fear that we're looking into, which very much leads our life, which directs our life, which has an existing influence on our being. The first one is a fear related to eat or being eaten. It is a question of fight or flight, and very much subject to how you focus on this topic, the way how you take this topic into your life, your behavior will depend on. Therefore, the question is, how do we focus on fear in leadership? Because it is understood that if you lead by including fear, you shall have a very different approach to the look and feel, to the behavior of your people in an organization, whilst if you lead in the absence of fear. Thus, to do so, we first need to understand fear as a psychological phenomenon and what we can do about it. Most importantly is that it is understood that it is an integral part of our behavior. But there is a second fear beside being eaten or to eat, or in other terms, fight and flight. It is the fear of social isolation. We are understood to be a social being, and therefore we need other social beings to be around us. We don't want to be alone. It may be something that we want to choose for ourselves, but for a very limited time span. Other than that, we wish to be an integral part of a society. And therefore, when it comes to leadership, it means to have this interaction with other people, which in terms again means that you want to be integrated into this social network that you are moving within. And therefore, again, the fear which is in society, but also in organizations, is not to be part of this social network, to be isolated, to be kicked out, not to be loved. So if we take these two angles, the one is of your existing fear, your existential fear in your being, and on the other hand, your fear of being isolated, we have two very, very strong motivating factors a leader in a hotel, in hospitality industry, needs to understand, needs to cope with, and needs to take on board. So what do we do about it? The first one is create an atmosphere where people can relax, where people feel at ease, where your staff body knows, okay, this is where I feel at home. This is something which does not only apply for your employees, but equally to your guest. It is about creating this feeling of shelter, this feeling of knowing where I belong to, and having this confidence that nothing can happen to me. So to be in a more concrete example, despite any economical ups or downs, I know that my job is safe. Maybe it was the mammoth 30,000 years ago that was threatening to smash you, but today the mammoths are looking very different. It can be your competitor out there. It can be some economical crisis, or maybe it's a combination of the two. So a good organization is an organization that manages to create this cave, so to say, as for you to feel safe. The second thing is about creating an atmosphere within the organization that it is understood that we are a team. Teamwork, therefore, is something that not just falls from the sky, but it's something that actively needs to be taken on board as a key responsibility of a manager, of a supervisor, of a organization. It is therefore a question of creating this feeling of we. It is not a question of me against another, but it's a question of us being us, of us being a family. And there again, it is something that you can actively, that a hotel can actively work on by, for instance, creating team spirit outside just your normal work. It is a question of respect. It is a question on just simply how you talk with each other. It is a question of being empathic. It is a question of just looking and feeling and sorting out these fine antennas that go beyond just what you see and what you hear. But it is very much a question of a, may I say, holistic approach to leadership, where it is a question of balance between your head and your soul and your heart. So once you have understood that you come along as a leader, creating this safety cave and yet welcoming any participant within this cave, being greeted with a big heart, with a big smile, then you are off to be a good leader.